Well, let's look to the Lord again as we want to now turn to His Word. And we trust that He has something for each of us tonight. Father, we are grateful for the chance to be here. We're grateful for even hearing of the way You protected and kept safe in a very frightening moment, and things could have easily been completely different, but we're thankful for the way You kept one safe. Lord, we do look to You. You are our life, and I pray that as we look to Your Word, You would be glorified this evening. Help me as I share this topic of friends, that I would speak the truth. It would be what we need to hear, and we'll just thank You for it in Your name. Amen. Well, we have spent a couple of Sunday evenings on this topic of friends, friendships, certain kinds of friends, what a real friend will do, what they will do for you, how they will stick with you through thick and thin, how a true friend will tell you the truth. Not just necessarily tell you what they think you would like to hear, but a true friend that has your best interests at heart will tell you what you need to hear, tell you the truth. And we know that sometimes that's not greatly appreciated at the moment that it's given. And sometimes we have to mull it over, chew on it a while before we really realize the blessing that is ours to have a friend that cares so much about us that they will tell us the truth, even though they knew at the time we would not appreciate it. But in the long run, we realized it was for our good. Well, tonight, Andrew, let's call this one, Be Careful. Be careful. And with a title like that, it seems like perhaps we are suggesting that maybe it's just not best that you be a friend to everyone and make everyone your friend. There are certain types of people that we need to avoid. And we want to look at some cautions this evening concerning friendships. Having said that, let's just start out. Point number one, friendships to avoid. Friendships to avoid. For that, let's turn to Proverbs 22. And look at verse 24 and 25. In Proverbs 22:24, we see this. Make no friendship with an angry man, and with a furious man thou shalt not go, lest thou learn his ways and get a snare to thy soul. Make no friendship with an angry man and with a furious man thou shalt not go. My Bible, especially with that term furious man, has a little note beside it, hot-tempered. You ever met anybody that is hot-tempered? It seems as though their thermometer is always right on the verge of doing what? Bursting. This seems like, well, that's hard to believe. But there are some people that it just seems as though it doesn't matter what happens, it doesn't matter what someone does, the slightest little thing that goes against them and doesn't please them, what happens? They explode. I've known people like that. How about you? And Solomon, the writer of Proverbs, he says these very pointed words, make no friendship with an angry man. Why? Why don't we do everything we can to see if we can become best buddies with someone who has that kind of a temperament? He says, I'll tell you why. They are like a contagious disease. You get around somebody who is sick, or you learn of someone who is sick, and you were going to go over and spend the afternoon with them. You were going to go shopping. You had other plans. If you find out that someone is sick, what does the smart person do? Yeah. You stay away. Why? Lest they have a bad effect on you. I don't mean evil. But viruses, conditions, so many times are what? They are contagious. And so when we hear of someone who is sick, you stay away. Let's just wait a week. Perhaps next week you'll be feeling a lot better and we'll go do our thing. We'll go shopping. We will get together. And wise is the person that conducts themselves like that. Here in the realm of moods, attitudes, and the potential effect that someone can have. Solomon said, as he gave those words of caution, as far as, this is the kind of friendship that a person needs to just stay away from. They are like somebody with a contagious disease. Make no friendship with them so that you don't learn his ways, verse 25, and they become a snare to you. Make no friendship with that angry man. We're told this word angry is it has a connection to the nose. Wow. What's a nose have to do with being angry? Sometimes the nostrils flare. You know what a flared nostril is? I won't demonstrate it for you. Sometimes in anger, a person's nostrils flare and they begin to breathe rapidly. And they are getting wound up just like an 8-day clock. Their breathing is heavy. They are filled with passion, anger, and wrath. Sometimes something even happens to the color of one's face. What happens? Sometimes they get what? Red-faced, as the anger is rising within them. And Solomon said, you know, friends are good, but there are some kind of people you need to just, you do not need them in your life, and make no friendship with that kind of a person, or they very well could have a detrimental effect on you. Here's another reference for us to look at. Look at Proverbs 28:7, the last part of that verse. It says, "Whoso keepeth the law is a wise man, but he that is a companion of riotous men shameth his father." Don't think you have to be a friend to everybody. There are some people you need to avoid, and I need to avoid. And the one that is a companion, a friend of a riotous, and I hear mine says gluttonous man, is a shame to his father. Look at 29:22. It says, "An angry man stirreth up strife, and a furious man aboundeth in transgression." What is another word for transgression? Sin. There you go. So many times, these who are furious, there's sin involved. And they're furious about something that is sinful. And the fact that they are furious is wrong. It's sinful. So he says, the angry man stirs up strife, and this furious man, he abounds in sin. No wonder Solomon says, make no friends, make no friendship with an angry man. They are a bad influence. Look at Proverbs 13:20. Proverbs 13:20 tells us this. He that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. You say, what's that have to do with an angry man? Well, we kind of get the picture that the angry people we've been talking about this evening are fools, and the significance of this verse, Proverbs 13:20, is that it is so easy to be influenced by the company we keep. He that walketh with wise men, they have a way of having a good influence on you. But But the one who keeps company with a fool, the wrong kind of a person, they're going to be destroyed. In in 1 Corinthians 15, 33. 1 Corinthians 15, 33. Paul said, "Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners." What's evil communications conveying there? Evil speech? No. What Paul is conveying here is companionship. Be not deceived. Evil companionship corrupts good manners. They have a detrimental effect. If you hang around with the wrong kind of people, and tonight we're talking specifically about those who have short fuses, quick tempers. They're constantly blowing their stack. We hang around them long enough, and guess what? That begins to have an effect on us. Everything that is unlike what our Lord would have for us. Be careful who you choose as your friends. Next, instead of the kind of people that we need to avoid, that we've looked at in our first point, let's see, secondly, some things we need to avoid if we want to keep the right kind of friends. And we want to keep friendship. There's things in Scripture that it tells us these kinds of things are not good for lasting friendships. What would that be? A, legal agreements. Legal agreements. Let's look at Proverbs 6. In the first five verses, "My son, if you are surety for your friend, if you have stricken your hand, you've shaken on a deal, you are snared or trapped with the words of your mouth. You are taken with the words of your mouth. Do this now, my son, and deliver yourself. When you are come into the hand of your friends, go, humble yourself, and get that friend back. Apologize. Ask to get out of that agreement that you entered into." And he actually says in verse 4, "Don't even go to sleep. Give no sleep to your eyes, nor slumber to your eyelids. Deliver yourself as a deer or a roe from the hand of the hunter, as a bird from the hand of the fowler." And we see here in these five verses, Solomon is very specific about certain things we need to avoid lest we endanger a good friendship. Well, I knew they were short of money, and because they're a good friend of mine, I
co-signed with them. I told them, you know what, if you get behind in paying your bills, I'd be happy to help you out. And then, you know, when you get your feet back on the ground, we can settle matters then. We're all familiar with co-signing, aren't we? We're all familiar with shaking hands on deals where money, possessions are at stake. And Solomon says, my son, if you have gotten yourself into one of those agreements with your friend or your neighbor, do whatever it takes to free yourself. Go humble yourself. Go to your friend and say, I am sorry. I should not have done that. It was wrong for me to do that. And we must terminate the agreement. I'm sorry I've put you in a bind. I'm sorry to leave you hanging high and dry. But scripturally, I shouldn't have done what I did. Because if you or I co-sign for someone and something happens to them, well, I just did it because I knew the bank wouldn't give them a loan. They didn't have good enough credit rating, and they hadn't had a job long enough. And so if something happens to them, who pays the bill? I do, because I co-signed. I'm the one that said, yeah, I'll vouch for this one. But I never thought he'd lose his job. I never thought this. I never thought that. That's why Solomon said, my son, if you have gotten yourself in a mess like that, get yourself out of it. Get yourself out of it. It's harmful to you, and it is potentially a bad situation. Look in Proverbs 22, 26, and 27, right close to where we started out tonight. Proverbs 22, 26, and 27, be not thou one of them that strike hands, or of them that are sureties for debts. Why? If you have nothing to pay, why should he take your bed away from under you? If you've shaken on it, you've gotten yourself in some kind of a legal bind, you get yourself out of it. Because you stand sometimes in the place of losing everything you've got. And so Solomon says, not only are there certain people you don't want to make friends with, there are certain things you avoid if you want to have a good friendship with someone. And these legal agreements are it. But we're good friends. That's the least I could do for them. Listen to Proverbs 17, 18. When it says, a man void of understanding. In other words, he's not very smart up there. A man void of understanding shakes on it, strikes hands, and become surety, cosigner in the presence of his friend. You say, Pastor, I think you're making a mountain out of a molehill. I didn't write these proverbs. I'm just sharing what the Word says. So, that's one kind of thing to avoid if I want to have lasting friendship and the friendship be what it ought to be. Here is another one, B. I call this excessive involvement. Excessive involvement. And for that, we turn to 25, 16, and 17 in Proverbs. 25, 16, and 17. Here, Solomon said, "Hast thou found honey? Eat so much as is sufficient for you, lest you be filled therewith and vomit. Withdraw your foot from your neighbor's or your friend's house, lest he be weary of thee and so hate thee." What is Solomon telling us here as far as friendship is concerned? Good friends are a great blessing, but we need to be careful. Have you found honey? He said, take just enough as you need. Don't gorge on it. Don't overdo. You've got a friend? That's great. But you know, don't make yourself a pest with your friend. Don't constantly be over there together, always doing things. You've got your life, they've got their life. And he says here in that 18th verse, or 17th verse, withdraw your foot from your neighbor's house. There's a time to go visit, and guess what? Sometimes we say, even sometimes too much of a good thing can be what? Too much. And even though you're best friends, don't overdo. Don't think that, well, no, Solomon said, don't live at your neighbor's house, your friend's house. Friends are great, but there is a time. Everybody needs their what? Their own time, their own space. And he said, excessive involvement is something that we need to be careful of if we are concerned about friendship. Withdraw your foot from your neighbor's or your friend's house. Why? So he or she won't get tired of you. And but we're best of friends. That's right, but you know what? Everybody needs to come up for air. Everybody needs some time. Don't become a pest. Well, kind of a different topic this evening, isn't it, as we think about our friends. No wonder I've given this the title, Be Careful. Friends are great. And if we're going to have friends, we need to show ourselves friendly. But Solomon said there are some kinds of people that we need to avoid making friendships with. And we have looked at one kind, an angry man. And there are other kinds just as well that we could have pointed out. Solomon just spoke about these with the angry man because their effect rubs off and it can be detrimental in your own life. And then he said, you've got a friend, and that's great, but there are certain things you need to make sure you don't include this in your friendship with that person. What's that? Legal agreements. But they're my best friend. They need my help. If you've struck a deal, if you've co-signed, do whatever you can to get out of it if you want that friendship to be what it ought to be, because it has the potential of really pulling you two apart. And the other thing is, don't become a pest. You like them, they like you, but you know what? There's a time, there's a place. And that's why Solomon said, withdraw your foot from your neighbor's house. I mean, don't be there 24/7 at your friend's place. Or guess what? They're going to get sick of you. And the friendship is going to fall by the wayside. Well, something to take home and think about, isn't there? Let's stand and we'll be dismissed. Father, friends are great. And how thankful we are in the experiences of humanity. You enable us to make friends, be friends. What great blessings they can be. But we thank you for the words tonight that certain types of people we need to just avoid completely because their effect is detrimental. And then you've spoken of, we've looked at two things that we need to make sure we keep out of good friendship that we have with people. And one is co-signing and binding ourselves to legal, financial obligations. I pray that you would help us to see the danger, help us to see the importance, and help us to see the importance of not becoming pests, even with our good friends. They need their time, they need their space, and so do we. Take us with your blessing on us as we go our way. We'll thank you now in your name. Amen.